Good morning. This is Minnesota River Valley Master Gardener Barb Lampson, and with me today is Karen Wright.
Hey. Good morning, Barb.
It's nice to talk to you on this beautiful sunny day. We're excited about gardening. We're just so gleeful. I mean, we had snow, and now the snow has melted, and now our hopes are high again that we can get out and plant something.
Now, you were thinking talking about potatoes today, and you know, I don't plant potatoes in the garden anymore. I just don't have that much room, but
sure.
I know you still
I do. As a matter of fact, I try to plant two different types. I try to plant the yellow potato, like the golden potato that we buy in the store.
The Yukon Gold.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yukon Gold.
Yukon Gold, that's it.
Yukon Gold, that type. And then I tried to plant a red potato. And I usually start out with seed that I buy locally here.
You mean seed potatoes or actual seeds?
And no, the seed potatoes. I start with them, cut them up. And it's so interesting. When I was a kid, my mother, you know, eight people in our family, we were poor farmers, mm-hmm. and we had a huge garden. The majority of it was potatoes. And living in northern Minnesota on sandy soil, potatoes just went like gangbusters. They really grew well. But my mom would have us cutting up the previous years, mm-hmm. yes, and you had to make sure that you had two eyes per chunk. And then when she would dig the hole and we would drop them in there, you had to have the eyes looking up. You couldn't be turned under.
Nope.
There was this whole thing, and that is a memory. It was my brother's and my job to do that. Mom would dig the hole, and the two of us would bend over, drop them in there, sometimes realign them, and then cover them up, and then she would tamp them down, you know, so that they were in there good and tight.
Potatoes must be the starter for a lot of farm kids, because that was my first memory of gardening, was planting potatoes.
Right.
My mom would have them all cut up in the eyes, and my dad would dig the holes, and then we would go behind and each get to put one in this hole, you put one in that hole, and if there wasn't a very big eye, Dad would say, why don't you put another one in?
Oh,
and
sure.
Then our job was to go behind, push the dirt on, and then tamp them, jump up and down.
Yeah.
So potatoes are one of my very first memories. And now my parents all used to say, try and get your potatoes in by April 15th.
You know, I don't know how it went for us in northern Minnesota.
We were in Wisconsin, not as far
yeah,
north.
Yeah, and we had snow so late.
Okay.
I'm sure we were still having snowstorms in April. So my mom knew just when we should be out there and when we should be doing this. But the thing that's even most amazing to me is that my mom, we had a wonderful potato bin in the basement, and it must have been just the right temperature.
The cold cellars they used
yeah,
to have?
Yeah, and the potatoes stayed good all year long. And my mom would keep saving out the small ones. She'd say, now go get potatoes and we'll peel them for supper, but don't bring the small ones. And we would save those
for planting.
Okay. exactly. And potato planting was a big day. You knew you couldn't schedule anything else. It was a day when you weren't in school, and we'd be out there, you know, she'd be digging holes, and our farmer that rented our land would come with his plow and his disc, and we had a big garden. I mean, when you think of in town here, we just have these small gardens. When I talk about garden, I mean, we had something you could run a tractor through.
Well, see, we did the same thing when my dad would be the one to do that, too. I have tried growing potatoes here, but we have such alkaline soil that I get the potato scab, and it just basically makes
sure.
them kind of icky looking. I mean, it
sure.
doesn't, you can still eat them, but
right.
I just figure potatoes are cheap, so that's why I haven't bothered again.
Sure. You know, I know this is probably something I got from my mother, but she always said, you know, there's nothing that tastes better than homegrown potatoes.
True.
And then when we would have peas that would come due about the same time, then my mom would make creamed peas, and we'd have them on these cooked potatoes. And she'd say, it just doesn't get any better than this. You can't buy a meal like this. And I'd say, sometimes I wonder, Mom.
Did I ever tell you about the time I grew potatoes in a straw bale?
No, I didn't.
I did because, you know, sometimes you can grow things in straw bales.
Yes.
And I did that, and you know what ended up? The mice ended up building a nest in there and chewing on my potatoes, and there, when we opened the bale up, there were some potatoes, but they were chewed on, and there was a nest of baby mice, so I'm like, nope, not doing that again.
Oh, wow. That would put me off.
Right?
For sure. Absolutely. You know, gardening is really great, and we should mention, too, that April is the month of the child, celebrating children. If you have time and you have a garden,
plant a potato.
Plant potatoes and have your children help you. Well, this is Barb Lamson wishing you happy spring. Until next time, if you need information, contact your Extension Service.